Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with campaigners criticising the forum for a car display. Funding is finally secured for a city road revamp, and extra dental services set up to ease the crisis in care are already full. The boss of a city landmark has hit back after eco-friendly campaigners slammed the venue for cheapening our people-friendly city by allowing car displays. Matt White, founder of Car Free Norwich, claimed Saturday's Toyota showcase outside the Forum in Millennium Plain contradicted moves the fine city has made in bringing cleaner air and safer spaces through the removal of traffic. Millennium Plain may not technically be public, but to all intents and purposes, it is. And we object to any private cars being sold from public space. The Forum, which opened in 2001 on the site where the old Norwich Central Library burned down in 1994, is operated by a charitable organisation, the Forum Trust, with members including Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council. Chief Executive of the Forum Trust, Tim Bishop, hit back at the claims put forward by Car Free Norwich, arguing, "Car displays are a small component of that year-round programme of events. Commercial bookings subsidise our free events programme, including Norwich Science Festival and Norfolk Makers Festival, and enable us to offer low-cost venue hire to charities."
Now get it done. That is the firm message from a city community after councillors almost saw millions of pounds worth of funding slip from their grasp. The regeneration of Sprowston Road in NR3 is one of a number of projects set to benefit from the £32 million Transforming Cities Fund, which hopes it would bring major safety improvements for pedestrians and drivers. However, earlier this year there were worries that the government was considering taking away a slice of the cash as part of a national review of how money is being spent. But the situation was rescued after Norfolk County Council made a case to the Department for Transport that it should be allowed to spend money beyond this March, including the £4.4 million revamp of the Heartsease roundabout, a £1.7 million bus interchange at the Norfolk Norwich University Hospital, and recently approved plans for Newmarket Road and Deerham Road. Cash has been spent on schemes including the £6.1 million St Stephen's Street shake-up, changes to the Grapes Hill roundabout and the controversial bus lane in Cromer Road, Helsdon.
Rarely seen without his trademark cap, Ken Hurst was a man of many talents, but it would be a love affair with words that called to him time and time again. Despite pursuing a career in art after completing a course in graphics at the London College of Printing, it was a career in journalism in which Mr. Hurst found himself. From covering a mining disaster in Africa to being the face of the Eastern Daily Press business desk, his voice became a much recognised one in Norfolk. Mr. Hurst was born in 1947 in Colliers Wood, South London. He remained here until he completed his studies at the London College of Printing. After graduating, he embarked on a brief professional forays into cartography, technical illustration and graphic design before settling on a lifelong career in journalism. Mr. Hurst began working as a reporter in London before getting involved in weekly newspaper production in Zambia in Central Africa during the 1970s. By this time, he had been married and would become a father of three. On returning home to England during the mid-1970s, he began working for newspapers and magazines before heading up Norwich Union's Corporate Affairs Division, a legacy which can still be seen in Aviva's logo today. Despite being headhunted for this esteemed position, he returned to journalism during the 1990s, becoming a freelance, co-owning the audio magazine Sound and fronting the BBC radio programme Yesterday's Papers. Then followed 6 years as business editor at the EDP under the editorship of Peter Franson. He would work as a freelance columnist, writing more than 200 up until 2012. Mr. Hurst died on May the 8th, following a short diagnosis of cancer, and leaves behind his partner, five children, grandchildren, and a great-grandchild.
Three new dental services in the region, set up a year ago to ease the sector's crisis, are already full to capacity. Health bosses commissioned extra 12-hour services in Norwich, King's Lynn and Lowestoft, offering dental care from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m, 7 days a week. However, in a damning indictment of the extent of the dental crisis, none are now accepting new NHS referrals. The services were commissioned around a year ago and now provide NHS dentistry to around 6,800 people in the region. But despite offering their full range of services to these people, 4,343 adults and 2,449 children, none are currently accepting new referrals.
And now, our final news story, which may amuse you, as a Norwich headline prompted laughs on a BBC panel show. The evening news coverage of the upside-down bus timetables on St Stephen's Street was featured on Have I Got News For You? Have I Got News For You is a panel show about the week's news stories, hosted by a different celebrity each week, with teams captained by Private Eye editor Ian Hislop and comedian Paul Merton. The evening news headline was featured in the final round, where teams are shown partial newspaper headlines and must suggest what they could be. It read, "New bus stops finally arrive in Norwich, but..." Paul Merton said, "Nobody cares," before responding correctly, saying they were upside down. The panel were then shown images of evening news reporters looking at the incorrect timetables, which prompted a big laugh from panellist Carol Vorderman and the audience. Host of the week was Steph McGovern, added that the timetables were now the right way up, jokingly adding that this meant the bus stops were upside down. The episode is available to watch on BBC iPlayer. That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you have enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on a Thursday, which is our production day, so if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Sarah Lusher edited the paper and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. Don't forget to keep listening as the June edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine will follow in just a minute. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.